Hello? Can you hear me outside?
Yes.
Now, how many have been in the prayer garden praying? How many are going to come here on your own? Without supervision? Yes. Without being instructed to by a supervisor. That is why many people are not enjoying their marriages. Because all the things that you want, you have to say. Do this. Say this. And that's what God is also experiencing all the time. Lift your hand. Feel sad. Cry sometimes. Be sorrowful. Show a feeling. Kneel down. Sing. Say something nice. So, this is a good time. I want to invite Bishop Richard to say something that maybe he has learned or experienced in this time that we have been here.
Praise the Lord. Well, I think that it's been a real wonderful experience for me. One of the things, one of the key things that I've learned, and I've really just learned it, is staying in the presence of God without stress and without thinking that God must say something or I should be, not even God must say something, that I should be praying. Because I usually when I go away to pray, I keep asking myself that, why am I glued to, let's say, videos or a book? And I want to talk. I want to start praying again. It's like I've wasted half of the day. I have to speak in tongues. But coming here, I've really learned about that thing that Bishop shared with us about there being the monologue. And I realized that the longer I stay, because I've become very relaxed. I've become, even if I'm not doing anything, I'm not even reading or watching anything, I'm just there. I feel like I'm in a presence that is having an effect on me. And I think that is something that nobody has ever taught me before. I've never heard of it. I've never known it. But I have experienced it here. That even when I'm there, prayed for a while or read for it, I'm just there. Like now, even when my mind is even roaming around, I realize that I am in an atmosphere. That something practical and spiritual is happening to me. And I think it's been a wonderful experience. And I would like to encourage all of us to really appreciate it and enjoy it. I mean, we have some few more hours to go. So don't stress yourself in shouting in tongues and thinking that nothing spectacular is happening. I've gone out to pray before and I left the place very depressed. Very extremely depressed because I felt God hasn't said anything. I'm not coming back with any revelation, nothing. You've just gone for, well, how many days and you are coming back. But coming here has really taught me that this is it. I mean, this is it. This is how to do it. And it is normal. And what I've really learned to appreciate is the atmosphere. That there's something called the atmosphere, an atmosphere of God. Where we are in an atmosphere of God. There's nothing happening here, it's just God. We are here because of God, and we are waiting on God. And it's that is the aim, and that is what we must have, and that is what we must do, and that is what we must practice, and we must become experts of staying in the God atmosphere and the God presence and enjoy it. And something greater, something spiritual will be happening to you. Beautiful. God bless you. And Bishop Morgan would also share something beautiful with us. Oh, please welcome Bishop Morgan.
Wow. I also really want to thank our prophet for this spiritual time. You know, like Bishop I said we go to pray with a certain mind. But this week has taught me to also arrange myself properly before I go into the presence of God. Now, what do I mean by arrange yourself? What do you mean by arrange? That when I'm going to wait on God, because it's going to be a dialogue, and I'm not expecting a voice from the skies. You know, that he is likely to speak to me through a book, a tape, a Bible, a video. I have to go with this paraphernalia. Yeah. It's a very, very important thing, because you see, you can easily go to a place and say you are going to pray. So you just, maybe just your Bible. And even the Bible is not enough, because you need materials that can explain and interpret the Bible for you. Do you see the point I'm making? Yeah, so as we go to various churches and so on, waiting on God, first of all, is a very, now, a major thing. That every so often, you must find yourself a day off, having a day off, taking 2 days off, 3 days off to wait on God, because you must be directed towards the ark. Yes, your whole life should be ark directed. Where the ark is where you are. And I've learned that I can create the ark wherever I want to create it. Yes, so you go to a place, you are going to wait on God. But my main blessing has been the dialogue aspect of long waiting on God. And maybe for me, at my level, I don't hear the voices coming from heaven. But one day I'll get there. And you also get there. But in the meantime, arrange yourself properly as you are going. Get your videos, get your makane, your podcast, your books, so that as you are there praying, you are reading, you are watching, you are listening, and by all means, a response, be one or two sentences, will come. So we want to thank our prophet. I mean, this one, you can't be taught in a university. You know, it's not an ordinary Sunday morning church service. You should have left your house, climbed a mountain to meet God at the mountaintop to get this revelation. So we are very grateful, prophet, that through coming here, we've learned major things for our lives. And we are grateful. Amen. Let's welcome Dr. Inkum to also bless us all the way from Botswana. And as he's speaking, believe God that your ticket and your visa will also come for you to visit him.
Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't expect to be called, but so you should encourage me, because after me, I'm sure it'll be your turn. Well, I've been blessed so much, especially concerning the rich atmosphere, rich presence that he shared with us. And the fact that we must follow the ark and be at wherever the ark is. And I was listening to one of the messages that Daddy was preaching when I was on the field. And he was talking about the fact that the ark was in Obedidom's house. And he received the blessing for 3 months. So I'm expecting that living here, a major blessing is coming into my life. Hallelujah. The next 3 months. And the fact that I should be coming on my own without any instructions and being told to say, come here before I come. And I'm also carrying the instruction to my wife, you know, that try and touch me before I say touch me here. because it reduces the effect of the touch. The value of the touch reduces. You know, so but I believe that I prophet, I want to say thank you so much, because calling us at this age and introducing us to such an amazing art of waiting on God is something that we need. And I believe that for me and many of us, this is something that our destiny has been waiting for. This is all that our Christianity so far has been waiting for us to be introduced to this way of life. And fantastic things are going to be happening to us in our Christian lives and our ministries. And Daddy also said that as we are all here, it's not a group. Although we are a group, there's also individual waiting on God, which we shouldn't miss, and try to connect with God and leave here with something. So, Prophet, God bless you so much for being with us, being amongst us, showing us practically what we have to do, and working with that. Yesterday, when we were with us pacing up and down, you know, I was like, wow. And I was just trying to pray that, and be praying so that my footsteps will step at where you are stepping. So God bless you so much, Daddy. Hallelujah.
Mercy. Amen. What happened yesterday when Prophet was with us, and I realized at a point I was like, "Ish, when are we going to close?" So that's okay. You know, but I realized that as we kept going, it actually happened that I got to the point where I was like, "No, we don't have to go again." We just saw. So when he actually said that we can go, I can go, you know, and just tying that to what Bishop Richard said, I just came to the prayer garden this afternoon and I was just listening to the "I Shall Wait for You" in Barbados, and there was a statement. In fact, it was a short track on "He Shall Not Be Discouraged," and Prophet said, "Discouragement is an event in the progress of your soul." Immediately he said, I said, "God has spoken." So I think it's real training that we have received this week for all levels. And thank you very much, prophets. God bless you.
Hallelujah. What a blessing. Can you hear outside over there? Yeah. You must be serious to be here. And I think that it is good to be here. Testimonies. Nabia.
Hallelujah. I want to share a little something that happened to me. Yes. So 2 days ago, Daddy was sharing with us, and he was talking about cholerics and the problems of cholerics, which is our inability to stay and sit down for a long time. We are usually movers, and we like to do things. So for me, this camp has been a blessing because the first day was difficult. You know, I have to be on my phone, check something in the hospital, make sure something is going on right. I mean, all the time. But as the days have progressed from Monday, Tuesday, by Wednesday, I started to be relaxed. And I realized that if I make a conscious effort, and like he said, you make it as a choleric, you have to tell yourself that being in one, this is also something to be achieved. Yes, I have to achieve this. And it's been a blessing. I've been able to be relaxed. Definitely since Wednesday, there's nothing happening, and I feel I'm achieving something, great spirituality. Thank you very much, Daddy.
Beautiful. It takes some time to calm down. You'll be surprised. It takes some time to calm down. Yeah, that's why waiting on God is not so fast. Sometimes, because it takes some time to calm down and to your for your entropy to drop. Yeah. So if we, you know, you can check the meaning of entropy. Akos, testimonies.
To say I'm blessed to be here is very much an understatement. When I lived for a long time in Los Angeles, and I used to go to a place called Tree People to pray. And I would get terror in my heart as I was walking sometimes because I'd see men coming or something, and there's no way out. So then I'd pray, Lord, save my soul and go. So I had to stop going to beautiful places because of my fear. I would be looking around. And on the second day here, I had asked for a room near the garden, and I realized, wow, I am where I was, but more so because I have no fear. Who imagined this place? Daddy, to imagine this place for all of us. It's, I mean, honestly, it's a miracle. It's really a miracle, because for me, I find God easier amongst the trees and the beauty and the sky. And I mean, I find him in church, but I love to. And so just to be here and move around and be out here, it's, I can't even describe it. And I've been reading Dangerous Sons and other books that even some of the books I bought are books that I'm maybe not necessarily attracted to by the title. So I deliberately bought them and found that those were the ones even more so speaking to me. That reading Dangerous Sons about fathers, and I mean, Daddy, you really are my daddy, and I cannot thank you.
Hallelujah. What a blessing. Well, it's a blessing to be here, and my prayer is that we will find the time, make the time to wait on God longer and longer times in his presence, and not just come to shout about something in a monologue shouting way. You get it? Does anybody here have a friend who is a monologue friend? The person does all the talking. Do you have anybody like that? I mean, do you know anybody like that? Are you able to have a deep relationship with that person? Not usually. So, it's beautiful, and we are continuing to press on into deeper you being spiritual and you accomplishing great things. You know, even if you didn't go much to school, God can make you so great, just God with you. Because the Bible says, without him, you cannot do anything. So the main essential factor is God. So if you have God with you, there are so many things you can do that you will not do in life without God, no matter who you are. Because without him, you can do nothing. So that's why God has been doing something to show us. He always chooses different people, so that you can see that it's not any particular thing. Why did he choose Benny Hinn, a Palestinian? No, I mean, you want to choose somebody, choose an Israeli, but a Palestinian. Yeah. You want to do something, you choose a Korean. And I think the language which struggles really to speak English are Koreans. I think the way the words are like that. So they really struggle to open the mouth. and you see saliva coming out of their mouth a lot when they are speaking. He chose a Korean. Derek Prince, a British man, very British, Oxford British gentleman. Proper. You can't get it proper. More proper than that. Americans. Who else do you know? Nigerians. Ghanaians. Me, a half caste. It's true. All kinds. You didn't know which formula he's using. It's true. Educated. Uneducated. Zero education. And a lot of education. Yes. Divorcees. Happily married people who tell you that if there were marks for marriage, it would get 99%. If there were marks, if marks were given for marriage, it would get 99%. Yes. And others who divorce, unable to stay, twice divorced, different difficulties. He uses all women. Men, childless couples, like James McEwan and his wife, no children, and another one, there's another one, I think, I forget who, very famous, no child. Yeah, Derek Prince also didn't have a child. But when he died, he wrote in his book that somebody was his child. But the person doesn't know that he's a father. Yes. He said he wants to say it. Yes. Yes. We are nothing. Yes. This was when he was in the world. God is wild. So I want to encourage you to believe that the God part that you add to your life will make a very big difference to your whole life. The God part that you add to your life. Yes. And that it's worth. And as you are here, you realize that few people seek God. Is it not true? A lot of people do gather to pray for things. But few people seek God for God. Oh, God, I want to be near to you. That's all. Uh-huh. So me, I sense it at some prayer meetings that people have come to get things, to bind the devil for the year, to suspend curses for at least 12 months, and then just see you next year. And honestly, even as the leader, I don't enjoy it. Even church. I don't enjoy being in a church for just the people in the church want something from God. I don't enjoy that kind of pastoring. So that's why when I came back to the First Love Church, I felt released and able to preach. Now, people who are in other churches, I mean, even I'm talking about our own churches, you know, then listen, because I'm talking to people with a mind that not that they want something. They need a car or a job or a contract. Yes. And for the cars, the jobs, the contracts and all that shall be added on. Amen. Now, if we were poor with this garden, do you know how much do you know how much this? So one plot here, and some of the people, do you know how much they charge for one plot? Yes, and how many people we have dealt with. Yes. To get every single piece. And the pieces that that we don't have, it's somebody who says, no, I will not sell it for now. Wow. So you've never seen a more oddly shaped garden than this one. If you see it from above, you see how the shape is. Yes, but it's beautiful. You can't even know that there's an odd shape. Yes. Because it's all built beautifully together. So we are not living in poverty. But we are trying to seek God. And that's why this place is not a university. Neither is it a business. Neither is it a secular place. It's only for God. If you don't like such things, just go. I will show you so many other places where they are doing secular things beautifully. All right? So, we are going now to the Great Hall. And at the Great Hall, we are going to continue waiting on the Lord. Yes. And tomorrow, being the last day, it's almost the last day because we are ending our period on Sunday. So tomorrow is sort of like a last day in a way. And I'm going to show you a way that we are going to fast tomorrow. Yes. Do you think God is changed by your fasting?
No.
You are changed by your fasting. God is not changed by your fasting. You can't change God. Like when you fast, then God develops fever. At all. It's you who change and become more spiritual. Amen. So, God bless you.
Amen.
And we'll see you at the Great Hall. But, who is going to go first? Please, you are blessed. Let's share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God. No, wait. Do you know why I said you should share the grace? Because I felt probably the Lord telling me that the words have an effect on our lives. That the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion, the communication, the messages of the Holy Spirit, the fellowship, interactions of the Holy Spirit should be with us. So let's say it. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion, the fellowship, the contribution, the participation. Amen.